If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. This is the gospel according to Mark, chapter 12, beginning with verse 28. This is the word of the Lord. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. 2 + 2 = (6 - 3 = Okay, I'll hold counseling sessions this week. Some of you folks are just kind of rebellious here. It is. This sermon is just one of those ones that's a no-brainer. You know, you've heard me say that before. It really preaches itself. So why do you have to say anything? Because I like to talk. Jesus was debating with some Pharisees and scribes and Sadducees. They were trying to trap Jesus. They were trying to get him to say something that they can get him in trouble for. But Jesus was just mowing them down left and right. He was answering them correctly. The people who were gathered around listening were very impressed with Jesus. And this one young man comes up and he hears all the conversation going on. He sees that Jesus has wisdom, and so he asked him. He says, "Which commandment is the most important?" You see, it means more to them. To the Jews, they lived by their religion. They lived by the scriptures. So they lived by the commandments. From the time of Moses and the Ten Commandments, they have the Torah, and their religion is lived out. Ours is almost lived out just in church and in activities we do for church. But for the Jews, I mean, there was rituals for everything, for work and for eating and for cleaning and all this. And so this fellow wanted to know what the most important commandment was. And Jesus said, it is from Deuteronomy 6:4-9. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Jesus was speaking to the Jews, and he told them that is the greatest commandment, because it is the commandment that they start all their prayer life with. They begin every day with that commandment. They end every night with that commandment. Church, when they do synagogue, they begin with that commandment. Everything flows, their faith flows out of that commandment. It comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6, 4-9. If you have a pen or a pencil, I would like you to write that down and read that. If you can, read it every day this week. Deuteronomy 6, verses 4-9. It's called the Great Shema. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your house and all on your gates. They had these boxes, little wooden boxes with a string that would hang around their heads, and on the forehead would hang this little box, and inside the box was a little roll of scriptures. They had a band that went around the arm with a little box, and inside was a roll of scriptures. On the door frames of their houses, they had these little holders that had little rolls of scriptures put in there. Whenever they would go out of the house, they would touch that box. Whenever they would come in, they would touch that box. They would always begin their prayers with, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, strength, and mind." You love God more than you love anything. Everything flows out of that. All of life for us flows out of that. That the first and most important thing that you and I have to do in our lives is to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Everything else then falls into place. Scriptures tells us that many times. Jesus said, you have to love me more than you love life itself. You have to love me more than you love your spouse, your children. That is the same as loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Scripture also tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Everything else will be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That we're born in God. We live out of God. We've got to remember that. And Jesus said in the second commandment is just as important. It is to love others as you love yourself. That's a problem in our society today. And why is it a problem? It's not because we don't love other people. We don't. But we are loving other people the way we love ourselves, because the problem is we don't love ourselves. We are a society full of people of poor self-images. And we've been beaten down from every direction you can think of. But we serve a God of new beginnings, a God who will give us the grace to start over. We have to remember in whose image we were created. We were created in the image of Almighty God. God himself became one of us, came down and lived and died for us so that we could relate to God through that flesh, through Jesus Christ, so we'd have that connection. It changes everything. It gives us direction and motivation. It's the lens through which we view all of life and everything that we do when we started off with, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one." Love the Lord our God with all of our strength, soul, and mind. With everything that's within us, love God. When we go to work, when we're in our relationships with our family and our neighbors, when we're walking down the road, when we're raising our children, when we're at church, when we're helping those who are in need, we do it because we love the Lord our God and because we're to love one another as ourselves. So if we first love ourselves, then we can love others. It's a no-brainer. Jesus said it, and that settles it. It's the most important commandment, and the second one is just like it. So love others the way you love yourself. And if you don't love yourself, you need to change that. You need to repent of that because you were created in the image of God. And with God, there is forgiveness. So just repent, ask for forgiveness, and love yourself, and then love others. But in everything that you do, first, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, and strength. God loves you, and so do I.